Good morning and welcome to I've Heard That Song Before. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from the golden age of popular song. This morning on I've Heard That Song Before, we're going to continue with our celebration of Black History Month. We'll carry on paying tribute to the massive contribution that was made to jazz and popular music between 1920 and 1960. By Black singers and musicians. Duke Ellington and his great orchestra from 1941, The Sidewalks of New York. Very famous tune written by U.B. Blake and Charles Lawlor. And they kick off this morning's celebration of Black History Month. We're into our second week of it here on the program. And last week we celebrated the contribution and work of Black singers. And this morning we're going to be listening to a small selection of the many wonderful African-American jazz artists that were around during the 20s through to the 1960s. We started out with one of the great ones, Duke Ellington, and he sure was. He started out early on in the 20s in the Cotton Club, very forward sounding sound that he had, and brilliant orchestra and some wonderful, wonderful musicians. Great outfit. Well, we're going to go on to lots more today, and our next performer you've heard before played a wonderful trumpet, and that is Jonah Jones. He started out playing on a Mississippi riverboat in the 1920s, became famous for his playing with the Onyx Club Band, led by Stuff Smith, put in time also with Benny Carter, and I think he was with Cab Calloway for the best part of a decade. And he recorded a major series of popular albums for Decca and Capitol in the 50s and 60s. And they're just brilliant albums. He recorded them with his quartet or trio. We'll hear one of those from the album Muted Jazz. Jonah's going to bring us the Ira Gershwin Vernon Duke number, I Can't Get Started. After that, we're going to go to another of the great aristocrats of jazz, and that's Count Basie. Certainly one of the great jazz musicians. Led his own band for five decades and was a very well-respected pianist and composer as well. Well, his band is remembered for that big, wonderful sound and those brilliant arrangements, as well as for the legion of jazz artists who passed through his orchestra over the years, such as Lester Young, Herschel Evans, Buck Clayton, and Harry Sweets Edison, some of whom we'll hear from today. Including on the number what we're going to hear from the orchestra from 1937, Count Basie, along with the orchestra featuring Buck Clayton and Lester Young and Count Basie on piano. Buck Clayton, of course, is doing the trumpet, and Lester Young, great tenor sax. Pennies from Heaven, we will get from there. And Jimmy Rushing is doing a fine vocal with that one. Then we're going to go to one of the great entertainers and a wonderful musician and singer, and that is Fats Waller. One of the masters of the stride piano, very talented, very prolific songwriter, and a wonderful all-round entertainer. He's going to bring us a number that he recorded in 1935. I love this number. I've played it before, and I can't get enough of it. It's so sweet. Johnny Burke and Harold Spina wrote the number, and it's You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew, and it really is suited to Fats' talents wonderfully. We'll start with Jonah Jones and I Can't Get Started. Thank you.
town. Be sure your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a packing jar, sunshine and flowers. If you want the thing you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be plenty from heaven for you and me.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning I'm bringing you a very tiny selection of the work and contribution of African-American jazz artists between the 20s and the 60s as part of our celebration of Black History Month here at CHUO. Well, you just heard from one of the great ones, and that's Fats Waller from 1935 with his rendition of the song You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew. Must have been written for Fats Waller. Only he can do lyrics quite like that. We started out with Jonah Jones and I Can't Get Started with his trio, I think, on that one. Beautiful recording. And Count Basie brought us Pennies from Heaven. Well, our next number on the lineup is going to be brought to us by a nice jazz group. We often got together. It's from the famous Keynote collection, which came across last year, and there's some absolute gems on this one. It's about 300 recordings, I believe, and they're all just brilliant. This one was made in 1944, and the title of the group is Coleman Hawkins with Teddy Wilson, and that gets us excited right off the top. Teddy Wilson, of course, is often featured on this program, and we'll also be hearing from him a little later in the show. He played a wonderful swing piano. Coleman Hawkins is providing the tenor sax on I'm in the Mood for Love, which, of course, is a Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh composition. Trumpet is provided by Roy Eldridge, the great trumpeter. And we have Billy Taylor on bass and Cozy Cole on drum from 1944. Well, then we're going to go to Fletcher Henderson, who is remembered as being the leader of the first great jazz big band, as well as that was in the 20s. Went on to become a very gifted and accomplished arranger and composer in the 1930s. Well, just about every great name in jazz passed through his band in the 20s and 30s. And of course, he's well known for the arrangements that he did for the Benny Goodman's great swing band in the later 30s. We'll hear from the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra a little later on in their career from 1937. The number written by Dave Dreyer, Al Jolson, and Billy Rose, Back in Your Own Backyard. And then we'll hear from one of the great ones, one of the fathers of jazz, Sidney Bechet, great, great clarinetist and soprano sax player. He's a legend in the field of jazz and one of the most influential of all the jazz artists. He had spent the early part of his career in the US, became very popular in Europe, particularly in France, and he settled there after the Second World War. But he used to come back to the States and make some recordings, and we're going to hear one of them that he made in 1949 for the Blue Note label. And he's joined in the studio that day by his Blue Note jazz man, who consist of, apart from himself, on soprano sax, Wild Bill Davidson on cornet, Art Hodes on piano, Walter Page on bass, and Fred Moore on drums, for the classic number, When the Saints Go Marching In. We'll start with Coleman Hawkins and Teddy Wilson, I'm in the Mood for Love. Thank you.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
It's official. It's tax time again. If you want help filing this year, call and make your appointment with DoubleCheck Income Tax Services. DoubleCheck has been a trusted and reliable tax professional for 28 years now. DoubleCheck can do either Ontario or Quebec taxes. They specialize in helping independent business owners and landlords. They're centrally located at 251 Bank Street at Cooper, Suite 502. Don't delay getting that refund. Call DoubleCheck Income Tax at 613-235-3933. That's 613-235-3933.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We're here on your dial at 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're continuing with our celebration on the program of Black History Month, which is celebrated every February here on CHUO. And on I've Heard That Song Before, we do it too. Last week, we listened to some of the great African-American and Black singers from England and other places. This morning, we're listening to African-American artists, some of the great jazz artists of days gone by, and we've just heard from several of the great ones. Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jasmine brought us When the Saints Go Marching In, from recorded in 1949. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra from 1937, Back in Your Own Backyard. We started off with Coleman Hawkins and Teddy Wilson and Friends, featuring, of course, a wonderful trumpet from Roy Eldridge, I'm in the Mood for Love. Well, I promised you some more Teddy Wilson, and we've got that coming up in a few minutes. But first, we're going to hear from another pianist, Eddie Haywood. Perhaps not quite a household name, not so much as Teddy Wilson was, of course, but a very fine pianist, very fine jazz pianist. He played with many of the notable jazz musicians through the 40s and in the 30s. In the 40s, he started to lead his own band or smaller group, and formed a sextet, I believe, in 1943 with some of his friends, including Doc Cheatham on trumpet, Lem Davis on alto sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Al Lucas on bass, and Jack Parker on drums, and Eddie on the piano. And they're going to bring us a number written by Jimmy McHugh and Clarence Gaskell, recorded for the Commodore label in 1944, I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. That's Eddie Haywood and his orchestra. Then we're going to go forward to 1962 and listen to one of the finer jazz trumpeters on the scene then, and that is a chap by the name of Harry Sweets Edison. He joined the Basie Band in the late 30s and stayed with them for a while, and then set out on his own to play and record with the smaller groups. We'll hear from him, from, I said, 1962, from an album that he made, and he's joined by, he's playing the trumpet. Sorry, look at my notes here. Hank Jones is on the piano, George Duvivier on bass, and Clarence Johnson on drums. And they're going to bring us a rather lovely version of the George and Ira Gershwin number, Embraceable You. Then we'll hear from Teddy Wilson, certainly regarded as a quintessential swing and jazz pianist, and that career went on for decades. He'd come to prominence through his work with John Hammond and the Columbia label, and featured a series of classic small group recordings with the Swing All-Stars and, of course, Billie Holiday. Also a founding member of the Benny Goodman Trio and Quartet, and played with the band. He had his own big band in the late 30s, and went back to performing with smaller groups in the 40s. In the 50s, he made a series of recordings for the Verve label. So this is Teddy with a trio. And the trio on this day that we're going to hear from in 1956 was Al Lucas on bass and Joe Jones on drums, and Teddy on piano, with a number written by Earl Hines and Henri Wood, Rosetta. That's Teddy Wilson. And we'll start with Eddie Haywood and his orchestra, I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me.
Thank you.
with the delightful tones of Teddy Wilson, one of the great jazz pianists. A little later on in his career, from 1956, one of the many recordings he and his trio made for the Verve label. And the number we heard was Rosetta. Then before that we heard from Harry Sweet Edison with Embraceable You from 1962. And we started with Eddie Haywood and his orchestra, and I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. Well, my name is Stephanie Robinson. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. This morning, we're into our second week here of celebrating Black History Month on the program and at the station. And this morning, we've been enjoying a tiny selection of some of the wonderful, wonderful jazz artists, African-American jazz artists, who were on the music scene between the 20s and the 60s. Hope you've been enjoying them. We've got two or three more to come this morning. And we're going to go now to one of the most respected of the wielders of the jazz clarinet, and that's Edmund Hall. Now, Edmund came from a musical family, had four sons proficient on the clarinet, so it was very much in the genes, especially since it followed in the tradition of their father, who was also a clarinetist. That was Edward Hall. Well, Edmund Hall, the son, worked in several bands in New Orleans, and he moved to New York in 1928. Played there with several bands, names like Claude Hopkins, Red Allen, and with lots of smaller groups. He formed lasting partnerships with several jazz musicians, including Teddy Wilson and his sextet. And he also worked a lot with Eddie Condon in the 50s. Well, he had a very distinctive sound. Some call it a kind of a raw sound. But he could certainly be lyrical as well. It's very distinctive and quite recognizable. We will hear him from the Blue Note sessions that he made with some of the great musicians from 1944. It's a number that Edmund wrote himself called Big City Blues. And he is joined on clarinet. He is joined by Harry Carney on baritone sax, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Jimmy Shirley on guitar, John Simmons on bass, Sid Catlett on drums, and the great James P. Johnson, the great stride pianist, on piano, all in the studio that day in 1944. Then we're going to go to Johnny Hodges. Now, he has been referred to as the possessor of the most beautiful tone ever heard in jazz. And certainly his recordings with the alto saxophone bear this out. Had an immense range. He could play swing, blues, and he had a way with ballads that very, very few have equaled. He was a mainstay with the Duke Ellington Orchestra and also appeared on numerous recordings with smaller groups. And we will hear him from 1945 with a number written by composer and arranger and bandleader Brick Fliegel. It's a lovely number, After Hours on Duke. Dream Street. After Hours on Dream Street is what I'm trying to say. Sorry. And Johnny Hodges is instantly recognizable on that one. And I think our final number for today is going to be brought to us by Benny Carter, that wonderful, wonderful, multi-talented player, arranger, bandleader. And I think he had a career that went on into the 90s. We're going to hear him from 1943 with a Cole Porter number, Love for Sale. We'll start with Edmund Hall and Big City Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.